don't want any worldly desire. But Ankulena Sevanam, he thinks that my Supreme Lord is everywhere, very powerful. He is the father of world, creator of the world. He never tires, so no use of message. Oh, he never hungry, thirsty. So like Draupadi, he used to cook for Krishna, and Krishna used to take. So his some aspirations. Though Prahlad Maharaj is Siddha Bhakta, but Ambarish Maharaj, not Siddha Bhakta, but he is superior in bhakti. How? You, in brief, you should understand the graduation of bhakti.
So in the discussion, the gradual progression of bhakti and its stages of increasing purity, now we come to the understanding of Ambarish Maharaj, who is a Shuddha Bhakta. He is actually following purely this verse that Srila Gurudev is having us study, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karamadhyam Navritam Anakulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Sri Ambarish Maharaj, he was a great emperor thousands of years ago, living in Mathura. And the story is delineated of the history of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Rishi, how Durvasa Rishi attempted to kill Ambarish Maharaj. We heard that described before. And the Sudarshan Chakra of Lord Narayan was sent to protect Ambarish Maharaj. So, Ambarish Maharaj, what was his standard of worship of Krishna? Actually, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Karanane. Ambarish Maharaj utilized every single one of his senses in the service of Krishna in a very practical way. He was constantly thinking of Krishna 24 hours daily. Savai Mana Krishna Madara Vindayo. His mind was absorbed in the lotus feet of Krishna. Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varanane. His tongue was utilized in constantly glorifying and describing the activities of Krishna. And all of his limbs of his body were also utilized. Sometimes he would be utilizing his feet to go traveling and walking on pilgrimage to the holy places where Krishna performed his pastimes. Sometimes he was utilizing his arms, even in cleansing the temple of Krishna, personally cleansing Krishna's temple. Although he was a great emperor, he did not employ someone else to do this, because if you employ someone else to do the bhakti in your temple, that does not mean that you are performing bhakti. So he personally did this worship of the Lord. His eyes were utilized in seeing the very beautiful deity forms of Krishna in the temple. His ears were utilized in hearing the glorification of the Lord. His nose was utilized in smelling the beautiful fragrance, sweet fragrance of the flowers and tulsi offered to the lotus feet of Krishna. So like this, all of his senses, his mind, his intelligence, everything was completely absorbed in Krishna 24 hours daily without any other ulterior motive, only what has been described, anakulyena Krishna anushilana. 24 hours daily, under the guidance of his guru and Vaishnavas, he was constantly absorbed in serving Krishna for Krishna's pleasure and happiness. So Maharaj Ambarish, He was fully absorbed in Krishna. It is stated, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayava. Krishna was his worshipable Lord, his Ishtadev. And he was also living. Where was he living? In Mathura, the eternal abode of Krishna, the transcendental holy dham of the Supreme Lord. So Ambarish Maharaj, he was protected by the Supreme Lord when someone tried to attack him, and as was described, he was unmoved by this. He was not disturbed, he was not fearful, because his whole consciousness, all of his desires were completely merged with the will of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if Krishna wants to kill me, I accept that. If Krishna wants to protect me, let it be. So this was Maharaj Ambarish's mood. And therefore, when Durvasa Rishi came to see, finally, first of all, he approached for protection to Lord Brahma, then to Lord Shiva. Both of them told them, I cannot protect you. The Sudarshan Chakra is coming from Lord Narayan. You have to go there yourself. And then at that time, he finally went and approached Lord Narayan directly. And what did Lord Narayan say to him? He said, actually, my bhakta is my very heart and soul. And I am not independent of my bhakta. So my bhakta is always absorbed in thinking of me. And I am completely absorbed in thinking of him. In this way, Lord Narayan told Durvasa Rishi, you must go to the lotus feet of Maharaj Ambarish, and there you will have to fall at his feet and beg forgiveness. So this is what Durvasa Rishi did. He came there, traveling back again, and fell at the lotus feet of Ambarish. Ambarish Maharaj, during the time that Durvasa Rishi was traveling throughout the universe, Ambarish Maharaj did not even break his fast. Of Ekadasi. He stayed put in that same place, and constantly he was praying to the Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord. And it was because of this reason that the Sudarshan Chakra did not finally kill Durvasa Rishi. So when Durvasa Rishi came and fell at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj, then Ambarish Maharaj prayed directly to Sudarshan Chakra, and he was appeased, and then he left that place. And then Durvasa Rishi, he was so deeply moved by witnessing this great quality of the pure devotee. He said, Oho Ananta Dasanam, now I have seen today with my very own eyes the greatness of the servants of the Supreme Lord, who is known as Ananta, the Supreme Unlimited Lord. Now I have seen that even though I wanted to kill him, he only wanted my benefit. So Maharaj Ambarish was glorified in this way by Durvasa Rishi. And this story in Srimad Bhagavatam is showing us the superior position of Ambarish Maharaj, even to that of Prahlad Maharaj. Although Prahlad Maharaj is a siddha, he's a perfected personality. He has fully realized the Supreme Lord, and he was protected directly by Lord Nrisimhadev. Lord Nrisimhadev personally appeared to protect him. So he is not a sadhaka who is only practicing to attain perfection, but he has actually attained that stage. But Ambarish Maharaj, still he is in the level of sadhaka, that he is performing sadhana. Sadhana means spiritual practices to attain perfection, siddha. But yet, Ambarish Maharaj's position is considered superior to that of Prahlad Maharaj. Why? Because as has been described, Prahlad Maharaj had some mixture of jnana, knowledge about the Supreme Lord. That knowledge is not a covering of his bhakti, as has been described, jnana karma dhyanavritam. The knowledge did not cover his bhakti, because he was not on the material level. He was pure and transcendental, no material desires, only desires to please the Supreme Lord. But his conception of the Supreme Lord and how to please him and how to serve him was not as high as that of Ambarish Maharaj, because he had Gyan Mishra. He realized the supreme Aishwarya of the Supreme Lord, that he is everywhere. He knows everything. He is eternal. He has no material body. He He does not need to eat, to drink, or anything. He has no material needs. And in this way, being absorbed in this transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Lord, his bhakti was somewhat weakened by this knowledge. Therefore, he did not perform any personal services to the Lord, like we hear about Ambarish Maharaj personally serving the deity form of the Lord in the temple and using all of his senses to do so many services. So that's why Ambarish Maharaj is considered superior position to Prahlad Maharaj, because of the type of bhakti that he was performing. It is more intimate and it is directed toward Krishna in Braja, in Vrindavan. His Ishtadev is also of a superior position to that of Prahlad Maharaj, who is worshipping Vaikuntha Narayan. So like this, Srila Gurudev is explaining to us that we must understand the gradations of bhakti. First, we have to understand what is uttam bhakti, that the definition of that which we have studied today in so many different ways. So many speakers have described all the details of that verse written by Rupa Goswami. We must understand, because if we do not perform uttam bhakti, pure bhakti, then we will not receive the result. Only by uttam bhakti, as it is stated, Srila Gurudev stated in the first verse that he quoted today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Pungsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhokshaje Ahoituki Apratihata Ye Atma Samprasidati. Atma Samprasidati means that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Paramatma, he will be completely satisfied. Only when Krishna is completely satisfied by one's bhakti can it be considered uttam bhakti, topmost pure bhakti. So in this way, by studying the gradations of bhaktas and understanding their corresponding levels and qualities and services and moods, then we can understand this differentiation. And then when we study, as Gurudev is leading us, ultimately to understand the highest bhakti of the Brijvasis, who have completely no knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They love him only as their dearmost friend, their dearmost child, their dearmost beloved. And in this way, their bhakti is the very, very topmost type of uttam bhakti. So in this way, by the mercy of Srila Gurudev and by the mercy of all of our Vaishnava acharyas, especially Srila Sanatana Goswami, who all of this discussion is based upon his Brihad Bhagavatamritam, which Srila Gurudev has lectured on many, many times in his tours, we begin to understand this process of attaining Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti.